This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. About two-thirds of the 30,000 or so people diagnosed each year with the kind of hepatitis that comes from alcoholism die within 3 months. Often the best hope is a new liver. But before even considering a transplant, most hospitals have required these patients to stop drinking for 6 months. From our health desk at WHYY Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports that more transplant centers are rethinking that requirement.
One day last year, Jeff Johnson walked into work. He felt terrible.
Looked in the mirror and I was really yellow.
Johnson, who's worked in Texas hospital radiology departments for 25 years, didn't know it then, but he had severe acute alcoholic hepatitis. Johnson met with physicians in Dallas.
The doctor came in and he said, "You have to be in AA for 6 months before we'll even consider putting you on the transplant list." And I didn't have 6 months.
Since the 1990s, the 100-some transplant centers in the U.S. have followed the 6-month abstinence guideline. With about 8,000 liver transplants a year for all kinds of conditions and 15,000 people on the wait list, doctors are cautious, trying to predict who is lowest risk to go back to the bottle. But here's the thing.
There really was never anything magic about that 6-month interval.
Mac Mitchell is a gastroenterologist at the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center. Mitchell says recent research shows that people who have to wait 6 months for a transplant are just as likely to drink again as those who don't wait.
Based on that, you know, we've come to the conclusion that the most important thing is that careful evaluation and selection process.
Mitchell says about 1 in 4 transplant centers are now willing to forego the 6 months and instead weigh factors like support from family and friends. That's exactly what happened to Jeff Johnson. After being told he'd have to wait, Johnson went to UT Southwestern.
And they were feeling out how strong my support group was, you know, and how much I was going to fight for this.
Johnson and his family convinced the staff he was a good gamble. He got the liver and today is back at work and says he's not drinking. The American Association for the Study of Liver Diseases, which helps set transplant guidelines, wants more research before it can endorse any changes to the 6-month rule. Donna Cryer, who runs the patient advocacy group Global Liver Institute, welcomes the evolving standard, but she suspects there's resentment too.
People die on the transplant list every day, and there's so many children, teenagers, who arrive there having, you know, never touched a drop of alcohol. It can seem unfair.
Cryer says it's easy to get caught up thinking one person is more entitled to a liver than the next, but she says everyone deserves a second chance. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.